Tampa's Green Home is one of 20 international projects that will compete in the U.S. Department of Energy Solar Decathlon competition this fall. Team Florida's advisor is Stanley Russell, the director of the University of South Florida's Design and Build program in the School of Architecture. He says that such solar-powered homes can be soon common in Florida.
We hope that they're starting to catch on more, and the economics of it, even at my cursory knowledge, I know that energy prices are going up a lot, and it's becoming more economical to put solar panels on your home. So I think you're going to start seeing more and more of it, and this is a really timely project for Florida to build people's awareness about solar panels.
Russell says that some green technologies can be expensive, but there are other variables to consider in a building's cost, including the size of the house and the type of solar panels.
And the price of panels is coming down so much. It used to be a long time ago that people would say, oh, it's maybe a 20-year payback to have solar panels. But I don't think it's that anymore. I think we're probably down to about 10 years now, or 8 or 10 years. Those numbers are closing down a lot.
Jacob Moberg, a recent USF graduate, is part of Team Florida and is one of the engineers working on the Flex House. He says this week USF students will install a 5-volt solar photovoltaic array on the roof.
The solar panels that we have are obviously designed to make up the difference of our energy. The concept of the house is to basically reduce the amount of energy consumption total and then make up the difference with the solar panels. So with our solar panels and a couple other technologies, we're able to have the house be net zero.
The solar panels are part of their overall strategy for a green home. But there are other technologies, including a design suited to hot and humid climates.
We're using a liquid desiccant system, which is designed to take out the moisture from the air, basically pre-treat it. So with the liquid desiccant, the idea is that we can use a lot less energy to take out the moisture in the air, so we can save energy in that manner. We're also using a louver system to not have a direct sun load on the side of the house, so there's less cooling costs, so that the air conditioner doesn't have to work as hard. We also have passive cooling throughout the house, where if you open up different rooms, you can have ventilation going through the house, so it naturally cools itself. And also being elevated off the ground, it allows that natural ventilation under the house.
Mober says that combining technologies to get a bigger net impact also means more savings.
As different technologies come down in cost, you can begin to see more people adopting these different technologies. And a lot of it, too, is education. Explaining to people what it does, how it affects you, kind of the long-term savings and the impact to the world.
A number of green technologies have been developed at USF.
We have a patent-first window solar technology where you can see out and then the window can still generate electricity. We recently opened a global and sustainable college on USF. The first graduating class just graduated. So USF's really taking charge, especially with this project. They're being a big leader and showing the community how green is done and how it can be used.
Moberg says that a house like this could be mass-produced, further reducing costs. After the solar decathlon, the Flex House will be disassembled and shipped to USF to become part of a research center that is open to the public.
It'll be really great to have the community see what we've been working on and get them excited about it.
For more information about the project, visit flexhouse.org. For WMNF News, I'm Andrea Lipka, reporting from Tampa.